Sister wanted me to mention some things about living in divine will. Some of you may be practicing it, some may have read about it, but this is an incredible step forward. Obviously, God's initiative in our world today. When we look at the past, thing is, we operated under the idea that I called by God's grace to do the will of God. So that when we look at the saints and all, that has been their practice, their effort, so that they could please God, love Him, and do His will. I think that used to be one of the catechism things. We're here to know, love, and serve God, and to do His will, and to live with Him forever. We say that every time we have Mass in the Lord's Prayer. But when God began to speak to Luisa, He was giving her an understanding that was given to Adam and Eve. That is to live in His divine will. That means that there was this gift of being truly united to the will of God, and so that we could live our lives and all that we did would be according to God's will. That we would have this clear insight and understanding. When Adam and Eve sinned, we lost that. Instead of our will being united to that of God, it became opposition to God due to the devil's work. When God told Adam and Eve they had to leave the garden, He said, "This is not the end, because I will send someone who will help you change what you have done, a redeemer, so that you can live your life differently." And obviously that happened. He prepared these people for thousands of years before Jesus came. And after Jesus came, He called people to open themselves up to God's will and to try to be faithful to that in spite of our sinfulness and our weakness. The many saints have done that. But we know that accordingly, as the time came near, He gave a special gift to the mother of Jesus, which was to be free of that original sin, so that she had that union that Adam and Eve were given, which they rejected, but she was given that. With the grace that accompanied that, she was able to live her whole life sinless and living out the will of God. She says, when the angel came, "Let it be done to me according to your word." She was completely, in that sense, transparent. If you read the lives of the saints, you know that many of the saints, as good as they were, still struggled with sin. They still struggled with weakness. They still struggled with their self-centeredness, you might say, the things that they wanted. Now, God has come along and He says, not only do I want you to live, do my will, I really want you to live in my will, so that as we live out our day-to-day lives, that we try to get in touch and open ourselves up to God's will 24/7. So it's not just that, well, most of the time I do whatever I want and then come along and say, oh, well, maybe I'll go to Mass and feel like I'm doing what God wants, or here's some poor person, I'll give him some money or whatever, and we say, well, I'm doing God's will. God wants us to live a little differently, and that is to be drowning, so to speak, in His very life, His very love, and to manifest that 24/7. Now, we as human beings may not be able to do that totally and completely, but that's all right. God says, still, I will give you that ability, that opportunity. And so what basically that means is that as we live out our life, we recognize that everything we have is God's gift. All of creation and all human beings and animals and plants and all that. God created that for us, that he came along and with all that is out there, he created us with that spirit, our spiritual soul, which he comes along and says, this is for you. All of this, whatever you see, it's so that you can understand how much I care for you, how much I love you. I've given you all of this. I mean, as much as we have been in this world, even today, people are still discovering things that have laid hidden so that we come along and discover even other things God wants us to value and to appreciate and to wonder at, you know, of God's goodness to us. And so he invites us to try to enter into that in the way that we live our day-to-day life so that we can, incorporating that, we can come before God and as we pray to include our thanks and our praise and our glory to God with all that God has made and so that all of nature can give glory to God by the way that we come before God. And not only that, but that we can, by our prayer, come together and incorporate every human being into this because he's coming along and saying, if you enter into living my will, we can open ourselves up. And God will do the same thing, that he will pour out his blessings as we come along and bring to him all that he deserves from every human person by the very fact that we are living in his will. We begin to make that powerful will present in our world so that, yes, as I say, we may not always be faithful, but the times that we focus in on that and try to grow ever deeper into that relationship with God, the more powerful that relationship with God grows and affects our world. This is the thing that God wants us to do, is to affect our world so that everything begins to operate in harmony. That's what God wanted from the very beginning. He did not want the struggle, the thing that not only among human beings, but even the problems that we have with nature and animals and machinery or whatever it is, but that with this operating in God's will and living out that divine will, God comes along and says, then this world will achieve what I had intended all along, that we would be this living in this world, this planet, and really just enjoying it, just relishing all that God has given to us, not only in nature, but in one another, that there wouldn't be the conflict, there wouldn't be the anger, there wouldn't be the upset. There would be this incredible harmony that would cause us to live in peace. And so this is, as we enter, as I feel, the last stages of our existence, God is opening this up for us. He's coming along and saying, you've lived your lives well and all this, but I want ultimately to achieve the purpose for my creating all of us. And that is that we would come to manifest in the world what God intended all along. And so he is trying to draw us into this deeper understanding and appreciation of living in the will of God so that there would be this what I guess we could say a spiritual awakening for everyone. And that what God has in mind, and at least in my understanding, is that by the end of time, we will have achieved what God intended from the very beginning. That is, that we would have a world that was living in the harmony of God and have reached the status where God will said, now is the time for all humanity to enter into that heavenly kingdom, like Mary did. With, you know, I'm not saying that we won't die, but the fact is that we, even if we die, it'll be to pass into that heavenly realm, because this is what God intended from the very beginning. He created us to be with him and to be with him forever. And so we know that with what he is asking of us is that we can incorporate everything that has been and everything that will be into giving God this glory, this praise, and knowing that God will also reciprocate by pouring out his grace and his love on us. As we do that, and as we invite in our prayer all of creation and all human beings to pour forth their praise and their glory to God. One of the things I think may be hard for us to understand or appreciate, but we live in time because we're creatures, you know. So we have a yesterday and a tomorrow, and we'll be here for so many years, and then after that we pass on and what have you. But that's not the way it is with God. God lives, as he says, in the eternal now. That means that everything, since he created, is present to him, is there like today is for us. The only way I know how to picture it is before videotape came along, we had just film. And that was just a series of photographs. If you were a movie maker, you could come along and take the film that you made and put it on the wall, and just all the strips of film. You could go at this point and see, well, here's the beginning of the movie, you know, and da-da-da-da. And you can go to the last film clip, saying this is how the movie ends. But the reality is that if I step back, the beginning and the end of the film, I can see at the same time. And I can see everything that happens at the same time. It's all happening at once. But we live through it. But God doesn't have to live through it. He just sees it all there in one fell swoop. But the thing with God is that it's not static. It's not a film. It's life. And even though he sees all of life moving and changing and what have you, it's all present to him at once. And that what this means is that when he says that we can bring all people into God's glory and what have you, God can touch anybody at any time. So that the Joe guy here at the first part of the film, in a sense, could say a prayer for somebody and affect it, that person way down here. But with God, the person way down here could say a prayer for a person and it will go all the way and affect the person in the very beginning. Why? Because for God, it's all there at the same time. So in other words, when we enter into this divine will, the good that we do, the good that we pray for, the good that we want to, can affect the whole movie. It can affect anybody at any time. You could have what we might say way back here in the beginning, a hardened sinner. And this person way down here towards the end of the film says, I'm going to pray for a hardened sinner. That prayer will affect that person and bring about a change of heart so that they can become what God intended for that person. Because with God, it's all in the same space. It's all at the same time. It can take place and bring about what God wants, which is for us all to come and be with Him. You know, the interesting thing that I just sitting here popped into my head. I wasn't thinking this, but I said, I don't know if I should say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. God may strike me with lightning, I don't know, but whatever. But but I was thinking, as I was sitting here and saying it, I said, God's intent and His will is that everyone He has created will be with Him forever in heaven. That is what He wants. If we enter into this divine will, I don't know how it would work because I'm not God. But if we work to love God and to unite that love with every human being that has ever existed, God could go back, which He isn't really going back because it's right there with Him, as it is here, and change the heart of every person who's ever turned their back on God so that it would be a tremendous joke on Satan. Because Satan has worked to take all these people away from God. And with God having that eternal now, wouldn't it be really interesting if at the very end, the grace of God, because of what we have done by living in His will, has changed all of these people to loving God. And at the end of time, we all go to heaven and the devil has nothing. The devil winds up without a person, but alone for all eternity. I don't know that that'll happen, but the fact of the matter is that God, through this invitation to live in His divine will, is giving us the opportunity to touch all of humanity through all of time. What we do today may touch the souls back here and may touch the souls up here. But I believe that what God wants to do is to bring more and more the people into that fullness of life and love and living that divine will so that the time that He invites us into that eternal kingdom, the great majority, if not all, will have converted over to the deep and abiding love that God has for us from the very beginning. And even though we had failed God, God will not have failed us and will have done everything to bring us to the glory that He wants us to have. Think about it.